Going home implies lots of things. First and foremost, that you had to go away in the first place. Storyteller Kevin Kling knows that being home also means being with people who speak the same language, know the same landmarks, and share the same memories.
I'm on a plane landing in Minneapolis, and I get that rush of emotion as we approach the runway. You know when you're home when you get that approach rush. I'm coming back from Barcelona, and I'm really looking forward to relaxing and recovering after my vacation. I grab my bag off the carousel and hop in a cab, give the driver my address. No, wait a minute. Take me to the Uptown Bar. I got a couple of more oats to sow. As we cruise along the beautiful Minnesota summer day, I look up at the driver's ID card. His name says Syed, and I see he's from Egypt. I ask, Syed, do you ever get homesick? Oh, he says, I get so homesick. I say, what do you miss most about your home? Oh, he says, that's easy. The language. Our language is like music. I ask if he'll speak it for me, and he does. And he's right, it is like music. It's beautiful. Hey, I say, our language is like music, too. I see his eyes in the rearview mirror like, yeah, right. No, it is. I don't mean English exactly. I mean Minnesotan. And I teach him a phrase my friends Sarah Falls and Trish Fox taught me. It's how you can speak like a native Minnesotan here and move unnoticed among the locals. It's like how you learn British by saying the rain in Spain falls mainly on the plain. Well, here you say, I ain't gonna pay no dollar for a corn muffin that's half dough. After a while, Syed gets it down pretty good, and we're driving to the Uptown Bar, both of us. I ain't gonna pay no dollar for a corn muffin that's half dough. We get to the Uptown Bar. Now, in these days, this was a rough place. Black astroturf on the walls. There's no glass anywhere. Nobody's wearing their good shoes. Huge bouncers. I mean, these guys punch you. You wake up as a dolphin. And Larry, always Larry. I never went into the bar day or night without seeing Larry perched at his stool at the bar. Sometimes I'd be driving past the bar and I'd wonder, I wonder if Larry's in there. I'd stop the car and peek in. Sure enough, there he was. One time, I actually saw him out in the street during the day. It was a horrific sight, all wrong. It was like the daylight was trying to kill him. I wanted to throw my jacket over him and breathe smoke on him till I could get him back into the bar. I go into the Uptown Bar, and sure enough, there's Larry at his stool. I sit down, and he says, I got 14 personalities, and each one's in love with her. And he points to a bartender, and she smiles and pours him another beer. There's a TV over the bar, and they're interviewing a guy from International Falls who says, I moved up here 50 years ago for arthritis, and this year I finally got it. I start cracking up, and I look over at Larry. Larry turns to me and exhales. I don't know, he says. I just don't know. Now, judging from the amount of released air, this could take a while, so I get comfortable. And Larry starts in. Things are so screwed up these days, man. I remember when we were kids and a family would go down to the cities for, you know, shopping or whatnot. And on the way home, we'd stop and get burgers. And when we're all done, Dad says, clean up the car, kids. And we'd get all the wrappers and cups and whatever else was on the floor and hand it up to the old man and zing out the window with it. Then we'd quick look out the back window to watch it hit and explode. Hey, there's my Coke cup. There's my French fries. Hey, goddammit, Dad yells, who put that bottle in there? Now my case is gonna be one short. And we'd giggle flying up Highway 7 at 85 miles an hour past the farms. All of a sudden, my dad says, watch this, kids. Magic. And all the lights went out in all the farmhouses like a power outage. And then Dad says, 10 o'clock. Without even looking at his watch, I thought he was like the amazing Kreskin, when in fact he knew that Cronkite had just finished the news and all those farmers were off to bed. We all had the same heartbeat back then, and now it seems crazy. I don't know. I look over at Larry. He's a million miles away, so I finish my beer, grab my stuff, and walk out into the bright daylight. Okay, re-entry from the Uptown Bar into the world is never a gentle process, so I pause and let my pupils do their necessary adjustments. Then I walk to the bus stop. No, wait. I still have a little something left in the tank, so I walk home. It's a beautiful summer day, and I'm hopping over the sidewalk cracks. I ain't gonna pay no dollar. God, it's good to be home.
Kevin Kling performs and writes plays in Minnesota and comes to us with help from Minnesota Public Radio.